From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Thousands of people rallied across Europe in support of the migrants who are trying to reach the continent. Tens of thousands of people filled central London to protest the British government's position on the escalating refugee crisis. Human rights activists, politicians, and performers marched to Parliament Square in solidarity with the refugees who were trying to escape armed conflicts, especially in the Middle East. Hugh Elliott is a charity worker in London.
Well, I think we have two obligations. First of all, to be taking in more people from the Syrian diaspora, and also to making sure that the people who are already in the UK having their asylum claims assessed properly and fairly.
A crowd of about 30,000 people rallied in Copenhagen, Denmark, Saturday in favor of taking in thousands of refugees. In Stockholm, Sweden, around 1,000 people gathered in a show of support. But about 5,000 people joined a protest against migrants in Warsaw, Poland. The Polish government has opposed fixed refugee quotas proposed by the European Union. Saudi Arabian officials have pledged that this year's Hajj pilgrimage will go ahead despite a crane collapse that killed 107 people and injured more than 230 at the Grand Mosque in Mecca. A huge construction crane crashed through the ceiling of the mosque as worshippers gathered for Friday prayers, just days ahead of the annual Hajj pilgrimage at one of Islam's holiest sites. The head of Saudi Arabia's Civil Defense Authority said high winds during a storm caused the disaster. Prince Khalid Al Faisal, the governor of the Mecca region, has ordered an investigation into the incident. This is VOA.